Locker Room Chats continuing here on KNZA 103.9 FM as we now talk Jackson Heights football with head coach Caleb Wick. It is brought to you by Farm Bureau Orem, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and also Netawaka Fitness Center. Coach, congrats on the win last week, the opener 61-7, big time over Horton. Just talk about the overall takeaways from that game and how impressed were you with your team in that week one win?
You know, I really think to this point, the defense is ahead of the offense in terms of our execution. You know, just looking at our stats, giving up 3 yards rushing and total and 95 yards passing total, it's a great accomplishment for our defense. And, you know, getting 3 turnovers is also great for us, and not having any turnovers is also exceptional for our offense. But, you know, there's always room for improvement, especially on the offensive side of the football. You know, you look at our stats and, you know, we pass for over 200 and rush for over 200. So that's a great balance. So we're definitely excited about that. But on the overall execution, we definitely need to get better up front. We definitely need to get better on, you know, running our fakes and running every play like we're getting the ball. I think we can hide the ball out better. But overall, we're pleased. But we're not satisfied, and we know we have a long ways to go.
Scored the first 48 points of the game, able to end it a little bit early, but you kind of went into my next point, wanted to talk about the defense and maybe even special teams a little bit and how good they were in that victory. You got a pick six, and then you also had another non-offensive touchdown with a punt return. Talk about those two aspects of that game, and more specifically, how do you like that two groups moving forward?
You know, it was great, especially on the defensive side of the football. We had a couple picks, and Drake, outstanding freshman, you know, we need to talk a little bit about him. It's his first varsity action, and he has a pick six, and then he comes in there at quarterback and runs for a touchdown and catches another 2 touchdowns. So, you know, being a freshman in your first varsity action to score 4 touchdowns, that's pretty impressive. And, you know, we were harping during the course of the week of, you know, they might run this route, so you got to be there, and if you're there, you're going to have a pick six. And, you know, that just comes back to, you know, really, really practicing hard on Tuesday and Wednesday and even film prep on Monday. And, you know, he was listening, and he was in the right spot at the right time, exactly where he was supposed to be, and he just executed it, and we were able to run it back for a touchdown. And then Josh Smith on the punt return, he was able to, you know, find some open fields. But, you know, Titus Eisenbarth for sure was the key to that, you know, having the last block to spring him for the touchdown. But everybody else held onto the blocks very, very well, especially Titus and Mr. Devin Mock did an exceptional job in those two aspects of the game. And, you know, overall, we're very, very pleased with the special teams, and they're very pleased with the defensive effort. And, you know, just talking a little bit about Drake as well, as the freshman, he stepped in there in the second half when the game was a little bit out of reach and played quarterback, and he's 5 of 7 for over 100 yards passing and then scores a touchdown rushing. So it was overall a great game for him.
Jackson Heights, big win over Horton in week one, 61-7. Up next, it is Moore Hill Mounts Academy. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Continuing with our conversation with Jackson Heights head coach Caleb Wick here on our Locker Room Chats, KNZA 103.9, getting you set for week two of high school football. We'll dive into the matchup here momentarily with Moore Hill, but I kind of want to spring back to the week one win against Horton again. That was a 61-7 final. How hard is it, or I believe at least sometimes it might be easy to get complacent maybe after a big win. How do you feel like the kids kind of responded after a big win? Do you feel like the mind's right and the focus is there heading into week two?
Definitely mind's right. You know, watching film doesn't lie. And, you know, from watching that, there's definitely some places on the field that we need to get better at. You know, our defense played great, but there's times where we're out of position. And, you know, when we play teams maybe later on down in the year, that's going to hurt us. And then offensive line, we had some miscues on the offensive line when we were blocking the wrong person or we did the wrong assignment. And, again, that's going to hurt us later on down the road. And we got to get that heading in the right direction. And, you know, a coach once told me that you make your greatest improvements from game one to game two. So we're just hoping to come out here this Friday against a great Moore Hill team and just try to get better and try to get that 1% better every day and try to get better each and every game.
Let's talk about Moore Hill Mounts Academy for a second. They were certainly impressive in their first game. They beat Oskaloosa 54-14. They certainly have some good talent on both sides of the ball. Their senior quarterback, Mark Harris, had 3 touchdowns in the ball game, 2 passing, 1 rushing. He threw for over 200 yards as well, and they got a really good senior running back who ran for over 140 and 3 touchdowns. It's going to be a very tall task, but what's the early scouting report and what challenges is this Moorhill Mounts Academy team going to present?
Yeah, you pretty much knocked it out of the park right there. It starts with their quarterback. Mark Harris, he's an exceptional athlete. He's arguably probably the best quarterback in the league, along with the JCN quarterback. But, you know, the running back is fast, physical. They got a big offensive line. They get off the ball, physical, fast. I know that I think they have a new coach there, but he's done an exceptional job. They look like they're, you know, like a well-oiled machine. They look very, very good against Oskaloosa, and it's going to be a tall task for us. And we're definitely going to have to play better defensively than we did a Friday against Horton.
How do you kind of prep for what they're going to bring on their side defensively? So what kind of adjustments are you maybe making with the offense to maybe kind of counteract what they're going to do defensively?
Honestly, we really don't know what they're going to do defensively against us. You know, watching the film against Oskaloosa, they ran formations that we will not run. So we don't know how they're going to line up against us. We have an idea how they're going to line up against us. And, you know, that might hurt us a little bit here in the first and second quarters, but hopefully we can get it figured out. But, yeah, it's like practice this week. We're almost guessing on what they're going to run against us. Like I said, we have a good idea, but you don't know until Friday what exactly they're going to do. And, like I said, they're big up front, so we're definitely going to have to get off the ball quick and low, or we're going to get manhandled. So hopefully we can just come out and execute our game plan.
And how tough is that to really kind of prep throughout the week, not having really kind of an idea of maybe what they're going to throw at you? You say you somewhat have an idea, but it's just kind of a moment where you just got to get out there and see, you know, does it bring a little bit of an extra challenge to you and your coaches kind of throughout the week?
I wouldn't say it brings an extra element of a challenge, so to speak. I think we're just still working on ourselves, you know, working on our fundamentals, working on us getting better each and every day. And I think if we get better each and every day and we execute our game plan, we'll be fine on Friday. But, you know, it's that apprehension of not knowing. And, you know, we keep talking to the kids, don't worry about it. You know, we're going to get it figured out. But, you know, overall, I think we're pretty excited about just playing another football game on Friday and just trying to get better each and every week.
Certainly going to be a marquee game in the Northeast Kansas League here in week two as Moorhill Mounts Academy plays host to Jackson Heights. Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, just what are going to be a few keys to go on the road and get a big win?
You know, always when you're on the road, it's special teams and taking care of the football. So those are the two main points that we're really harping this week is, you know, taking care of the football, not turning the ball over, and recovering onside kicks. If they onside kick, you know, last time we were here, I want to say 2019, actually, when we went to the sub-state finals, they got us here on our home field with an onside kick recovery, and then they went down and scored the winning touchdown. So that's definitely been on our minds. And just our punt coverage and our punt team needs to be a lot better, too. So those are the main things that we're harping this week.
Caleb Wigg, head coach at Jackson Heights, marquee matchup in the NEKL coming up this Friday. Jackson Heights is on the road at Moorhill Mounts Academy, two teams 1-0. To start 2022. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday. We'll do it again next week.
Thank you very much.